Good evening.
It's not evening. Good afternoon.
Afternoon. So what are you doing today?
What am I doing today? Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. Is that kind of what a Sunday is like? Is it like a catch your breath day?
It depends. Yeah, it usually is.
Ah.
Unless there's something going on. Depends on the week. During the summer, it's usually much busier, but I probably should mow the lawn today.
Ah.
It'll be the do things that I have been putting off today.
But instead of doing that, you're podcasting.
So. That's right. Lawn can wait.
How long does it take you to mow the lawn?
Like about half hour, maybe.
Takes
Around
me
there.
About an hour, depending on how tall I let the grass grow.
Yeah, that would be a. Wait, so you have to go over it twice, or dump
no?
Bags?
It's just dump the bag thing. It fills up faster, and you don't go as far.
Yeah, that would take longer. But I try not to. If I ever let it grow too long, then I'll do like.
You'll send out the kids with the machete.
With the scissors. Oh, yeah. Yeah, with the machete. I say, be careful. Make sure you don't hit one another.
Yeah. You start on that end and you do the front.
Right. Okay. And when you hear the steel of your machetes clank together, then that's when you're done. Damn, I just pulled up Facebook and saw your picture.
Yeah.
Your new appliance or something in a box.
That's a DCBS order. That's actually from a couple years ago.
There must have been some statues in there.
We were recording DC Noise last night, and Keith remembered that photo, or I guess he had it, and he sent it back to me, and I forgot I had it, so.
So put it back up.
Put it back up.
There had to have been statues in there. Where?
That was when I was getting a 2-week shipment, and that one I believe had one CoverGirl statue and one bust, and maybe an omnibus, and probably about 150 comics. I don't know. Somewhere around there.
I don't know how much that weighs. I'm trying to read the side of the box to see what kind of box they use to send it.
They lose money on shipping for me. I tell you what. They have to. This last box was the most full box I've ever had, and it was heavy as fuck. I don't know if it's because of the 3D covers, but it was a pretty heavy box. There was 80 comics, one Flash omnibus, one Judge Dredd magazine, and it was all the way to the brim of a huge box. It was. They pack really well, though.
And that was a weekly?
That was 1 week, yeah. Given that there are a few that are dupes, they're not necessarily dupes of itself, but I get the 2D and 3D covers.
Why do you get both of them?
Because I love DC.
You're supporting them?
No, it's not a support thing. It's more of a collector mentality.
Oh, you have to get the... Well, I know you have to get every issue, but I didn't know you got every variant cover. Although they don't do a lot of variant covers, though, do they?
Oh, they're doing a lot of variant covers now, and I get them
started.
All. What they do now, which I like, is I don't usually buy variant covers if they're more than the cost of the comic book. But when they...
You buy the $25 ones?
Yeah, I don't buy those. But if they have just cover price and you can choose your own cover, I'll buy both. So every month DC has had something. Like they had the Batman 75th. They had the selfies. They had...
Oh, yeah, the Legos.
The Legos is coming up. The Monster one is coming up.
That's right.
And what that means is there's probably about 20 comics that I get duplicates of. I get both covers. And then sometimes I get duplicate covers on, or I get variants from Valiant depending on the cover artist, or if it's like the mega cover that you can connect them all together, I get all those.
So I'm flipping through previews. What are you going to do? So here, Superman 37, Retailers, this will ship with five covers.
Don't get the covers. I only get the ones that are specialty. So what's that? What's the
Yeah.
month's specialty? Does it say? Oh, it's I know it's the Tim Truman covers, right? Or
No, this one
not
says
Tim Truman, the
Darwin
Darwin
Cook.
Cook
Yeah.
covers.
Oh, so you'll just get
So
the.
I'm gonna get the regular cover and
So
the
you get the
Darwin Cook
regular and the
cover.
variant.
Yeah, the Darwin Cook cover. I'm not gonna get like the
Not
one in
the 1 in
10 or one in
25.
20 or the one in 50 or the one
Yeah.
in 100. I don't get those.
Also, this all Darwin Cook.
Yeah, those are nice. Those are really that.
Yeah, the Darwin
But
Cook
between
ones.
that one and the Lego ones, man, those look really nice. The monster ones looked interesting. At least there's a few that I thought were really good.
Yeah, I got a couple of the monster ones. I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't remember which. I think it was based on. There was different artists for those, right?
Yeah. I
Because.
try the multi cover thing is a new thing to me, and it's a bad thing because I don't know. I don't know if I like it, but I'm getting addicted to it, so it's a bad thing.
You could just get the variants and not get the regular covers.
Well, the other one that's got me now is the John Carter Warlord of Mars covers. And then the Vampirella cover, some of the Dynamites I'm getting multiple covers of.
Oh, there was a really nice Warlord of Mars cover
Oh
last
my
month.
God, there's a couple of them that I thought were amazing. And then I looked at this solicitation and I liked them a lot too. And I usually only do it for the first issue, but I
Yeah.
think I'm going to continue for Warlord of Mars. But it's a bad habit to have because the other ones that I'm tempted to do, and I hate to, I'm not gonna do it, but I'm tempted is the Crossed. I absolutely love the Crossed covers.
Oh, there's a Cross variant cover this month that I gotta flip to it now that I want. I can't
Oh
remember
my
what it is.
God, there's so many Crossed covers that I like. I've been a good boy with the Crossed covers. I only pick one. It's usually the torture
You only
cover.
get the torture covers. Yeah, I knew you got the torture ones.
It usually is.
Disgusting.
There are some times I've gone with the wraparound.
I don't remember.
Because some of the wraparounds,
Slipping out.
some of the wraparounds are really done, like really nice. Like they have like at least 30 characters in it or 20 characters, and they're doing something.
Yeah.
When they're like mass attacking something, it's hard for me to go with the torture cover if I can get the wraparound cover.
Let me see. Oh, I think it was a. I don't know how I could be able to find it.
Let me go grab my previews. Can you talk some shit just for like 2 seconds?
Yeah, I'll talk about you when you're gone.
Yeah, talk about
Mike's fucking crazy buying all these cars. He could be buying other comics that he could enjoy, but no, he has to buy multiple copies of the same issue. And I'm flipping through here trying to find what I was thinking of.
right, I'm back. You can stop cussing me out. Talking
Yes,
about how I like simple movies.
gets multiple covers because he's very simple. I can't find it. Maybe I was going crazy.
What are
Maybe I
you
was thinking
looking
of something
for?
else.
The cross
I was
cover?
looking for the cover that I liked, but now I don't even see it.
Well, they have the Alan Moore cross coming now.
Yeah, that's what was solicited this month. I don't know what I was thinking of.
But that's a pretty good cover. I'm not gonna spend $199 on that cover, but I like the one with the girl chasing that ostrich with like the claw.
Oh,
It's a
yeah.
great
She's
cover.
going after the ostrich. Well, there's a lion eating a dude.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. Wonderful. And there's the box sets. It
Well,
has the
this is
claw
a
sticking out.
human flavor crossed plus taste test.
Oh, yeah. Crossed flavor, human flavor. Yeah, they're doing like a 16-page preview for some reason that ships a week before number one, trying to get people on board, I guess.
Yeah. But I'm not going to get the deluxe collector's box set for $100.
Nah, I don't know what the
That
point of
you get
it's.
everything on that. But I am a big fan of God is Dead. I buy that. I am trying Dark Gods, even though Justin Jordan is a hit or miss for me.
Yeah, I ordered the first one. just to
I
see.
love the cover. There was one cover for that I absolutely loved. But I do like the Avatar covers.
Oh, here we go. It's the Cross Badlands covers, the Fatal Fantasy covers.
Oh yeah, those look nice. They look very stylized, so they'd go together
Yeah,
really.
they look like, what's that artist's name? He was popular in the 80s. You know what I'm talking
I don't know. There's a lot of artists in the 80s.
about? Ah, that's
Give
like,
me a book, maybe I can.
no, it's not a book. It's like a art. You see, like the pictures up in like posters and stuff.
Oh, okay. It's like a famous artist.
Yeah, and it's like that almost 80s style.
I was looking at those covers, and I'm very tempted just because they go together well. Look at the one on top and look at the one on the bottom.
Yeah. Those are I might have to get those.
But I also enjoy the wraparound, especially with the fighter pilot shooting the cross that's on the top of it.
I didn't notice that. Nice. So you take off with a cross on the hanging on his plane.
Yeah, I don't care for the torture ones on this one. I don't think I'm gonna go with the torture covers. I do like these war stories ones with Garth Ennis. I'm getting that as well. And I like that the good girl no nose art, like from the fighter plane.
Oh yeah, that was nice.
Yeah. I'm gonna get that.
Did you read his other war stuff?
I read them when they were at DC Vertigo, but didn't read them when they went to Dynamite. But
Okay.
I'd like to rectify that because I did go to that Dynamite panel that I talked about the last episode, and he was talking about some of those stories, like in like history and stuff, and it made me real interested because he does he's like he studies a lot of historical books and like historical accounts of war. So like he takes a
To
lot of
write
that and
these,
puts it to write these stories. So I am really interested in what he's going to do at Avatar. I really want to see what's going to go on there. And I noticed that Kopra was in the latest previews and I had just bought that.
yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah, this ha hasn't been in previews before, so it's interesting. It's the
Yeah.
collections, the first collection, so.
He's pushing it. He wants to get sued, I think.
I don't think they're going to sue him now. I mean, they know about it, so.
Yep.
And that's probably still a gray area where you could claim it's still a parody or whatever. I
Yeah.
mean, how do you. It's not a black or white type thing, so.
It's
And
a
it would probably. So. Like. He's probably not making anything off it, so even if they sued him,
What are they gonna do?
yeah,
Yeah.
it'd probably cost them more in legal fees than
Just
it
take
would.
his house.
Yeah, it costs them more in legal fees than it would
Yeah.
than they would get back, so.
True.
Now, if it becomes like a movie or something, then they might go after him.
Oh, guaranteed. Superman, I didn't see it's shipping with seven covers. What are you talking about? Oh, this issue will ship with five covers.
Yeah, but I think it's just, I think they have like a 1 in 10, 1 in
Oh,
25,
there's
1 in
the one in
50,
50, one in 100, yeah.
1 in 1,000,
Yeah,
1 in.
I never get those.
Yeah.
Never,
Well,
yeah.
those are like always ridiculous anyway.
But the Darwin covers look awesome. They give you a little snippet of them.
I kind of like that Superman one.
Yeah.
It's like an office, or it's like a. It's his, he was in there, right? And you first.
Yeah, even the Wonder Woman looks awesome because he's got like a golden age or early silver age look to it. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm digging these covers. Ooh, that Batgirl. That's sweet. She's driving a motorcycle away from cop cars. I like that.
What page is that on?
104.
Oh, that is nice. I like the angle.
Yeah, that's a
It's
awesome
like a
like
low shot.
motion looking angle. That one's a definite get.
I like the regular cover too.
Yeah. I'm really in the DC mood right now, so it
Yeah, I saw
doesn't
you've been
take a
reading a lot
lot.
of.
Reading the shit out of DC, I'm like hooked on it. I go through modes, you know me. I think that's why I always enjoy comics, is 'cause I
Yeah,
read
you
what
tend to
I
rotate.
read what I feel like
Yeah.
reading. There's a lot of good stuff. It's not going to be as expensive as this last month. I think I hit a record.
Why was last month so expensive?
There was a Mr. Miracle Artist Edition,
Oh, yeah.
and that already shoots you up a lot. But it's a Jack Kirby one, so I can't pass on it.
Yeah, you can't miss that one.
And what was the other high price? There was the Previews Deluxe Blu-ray DVDs from Batman 66.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I didn't
Yeah.
get those. It's interesting that they did that, though.
Yeah, so I'm getting that too. Those are the really real those are the high priced items that shot me
Over the
over
top.
the usual budget.
Blew your budget.
Yeah, that's the kind of things that you have to have a discussion with your wife on and say,
Oh.
"Hey, Barb, you know these Batman DVDs are coming out."
Yeah. Well, that's the stuff, like, that shouldn't really, technically, that shouldn't count against your comic budget.
I like the way you think. Barb listens to this, you know.
'Cause you'd buy that anyway, like from the store, right?
Yeah, you're right. You're totally right.
You're just getting it cheaper this way. So
Yeah.
it's actually saving money in the long run.
Yes, I love you, Bill. Did I ever tell you that?
Gotten good at playing these games. Even in my own head.
There's logic behind all of this.
Yeah, last couple of months have been expensive for me too. Son of a bitch. Comic books. Too many good comics coming out.
Yes, there's so many good things. And son of a bitch, man, I get off the Retrocast, and that causes me to buy issues too.
Then you're on my comic shop and
I was shopping before we got on. I'm like, son of a bitch, I was missing these Birds of Prey issues. Now I'm complete. And then Chris will mention something, and then I go to my database. The database is a bad thing because it gives you a perspective of where you're at and where you want to
right.
be. And
Yeah, because otherwise you could be like, oh yeah, I think I have that run.
the database, you know exactly what you have. You know what the covers look like. You know
Know
who
what
the
you're
creative
missing.
teams. You know what you're missing, and you're like, oh shit, I gotta get these Green Lantern books. I didn't realize I had a... Well, my goal is on the DC side to have every DC comic since 1973,
Right.
which is when I started to get them. So I'm getting close, and I have a lot of comics before then. I mean, my prized possessions are like Batman number 4, and I have some Golden Age shit gems, you know, like that are no joke. And I have some Golden Age but not all of them are in like very good condition. They're probably less than that,
Right.
but they're still expensive as hell, even in lower condition states.
Yeah, even the lower condition still
Yeah,
raises in
yeah.
price, so.
It was the best deal I've ever gotten on comics, 'cause I know I like could triple my money when I did buy them. But I bought them in bulk, so
Don't know about a bunch of them.
I bought three or four Golden Age, and they are like really, really nice covers. And man, I wish I could just do this full time. Like, just puck, why can't there be a job to do this?
Buy comics.
Buy com
Yeah,
to buy comics and talk about them and to read them. That'd be like my favorite job in the world. Every day I'd like, oh shit, what am I gonna read today? I wish I had a full-time job that would let me read comics. So if you're hiring somebody that you want to read comics full time, you contact me at mike@comicbooknoise.com.
right, he's available.
And one of the other things I wanted to point out to you, Bill, is I saw the latest Kevin Smith book movie.
Oh, the Tusk or whatever.
Tusk.
Yeah.
And do you know the premise of this? Have you heard
No.
about it?
I've heard about it, and I heard it got mixed reviews.
It's not. I'll tell you right now. It's the first Kevin Smith movie I didn't like.
Yeah.
But what I did like about it, and this is where we come in, is they plotted this thing on their podcast, and it became reality.
Oh, is that where it was originated?
Yes, and we've kind of been doing this.
Right.
We just need to make that next step.
We're close to Kevin Smith level of fame now.
We're close. We just gotta make that
We just
move.
gotta make the movie part of it. That's interesting.
Yeah.
So he listened to our podcast and stole our idea.
He stole our idea and then made it because he has money,
That's right.
right? He can
Connections.
make that. He says those guys on Geek Brunch are plotting several plots and
That's
several.
right. We should do the same
We
thing.
should do the same thing. Except I have money and they don't.
If I come up with an idea, I can actually make it.
Yeah.
Interesting. I don't know if he's making any money off this idea of his, though.
I don't think it'll. I'm surprised this movie went to theaters. And the reason I am surprised is because Red State did not. And Red State I thought was really good. Like, he released directly to digital, I think. That was his first format, streaming.
Yeah.
It was an experiment, and I don't know how that experiment turned out, but it was a really good movie. It was like a Waco type movie with a bunch of crazy fuckers. Did you see Red State?
No, I have not seen that yet.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I know you liked it.
This one was more of a shock value movie, and because I had seen Human Centipede and movies of that type, this fell flat.
You've seen it all.
Yeah, if I've seen that, the shock value of this is not going to have the impact on me as other people maybe.
Right.
But yeah, I think Barb had the same reaction as I did. It was like, I wish I could get those 2 hours back and watch something else.
I think once you've seen Antichrist, then.
Antichrist was better than this one.
I was going to say, once you've seen that, then shock anything else to shock you is going to be going to have to go pretty far.
Yeah.
Then a dude get his wiener cut
That movie was dry though until you got to the last half hour, I thought.
off.
Like, it was hard. And I almost gave up several times, but I think the payoff is making it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a reward to yourself, like, I made it! Yes, I did it!
Well, once you get to the last half hour, you forget that you sat through all the other stuff.
Yeah.
I like the first half though, or the first, yeah. It was slow though. It was a character study at that point.
Yeah.
Not a lot of action.
But Tusk is very. If you know what Human Centipede is, that's the plot.
Oh, really? So it's about a sicko.
It's about a sicko that wants to turn somebody into a walrus.
Ah. That does sound like an idea that you'd come up with on a
Yeah.
podcast. Hey, what if we have this guy? He wants to turn people into walruses.
Well, we have our zombie plotted in this movie. We have that one and the insane asylum in space.
Yeah.
Copyright Geek Brunch 2014.
We have the young gods.
Yes.
I don't remember. All I remember about that is the young gods are out by a pool, being fed grapes by naked women.
That's right. It's like Caligula.
A period piece.
Yes. It's people. For that movie, though, you can't be a simpleton like me and like it. You have to go beyond that.
Could be on it.
You have to drink a cup of tea and put your pinky in
That's
there.
right. I just finished drinking a cup of tea
And a study.
moments ago.
It's studied film like you.
That's right. I just studied film for many
For
years.
many years, reading lots of books.
I mean, lots of books about films.
Did you happen to look through previews, though, and look at those dollar books? Did you jump on those to try them, that new company? I forget what they're called.
I didn't flip through previews. I don't remember noticing
right
that.
Back in the... I forget what the company's name is. And it's weird. It says these books could be free if you're...
Oh, is it that place that had those comic book books?
Yeah, that's... No, this is a company that... I wish I could find it now because the issue twos are solicited in this month's. They're only $1 each. So I thought, hey, you know, why not try these? But the thing that caught my eye in previews was these could be free. So I went to DCBS to see if they were free, and they were not.
Yeah, they could be, but they're not. Oh, here. Is it the Red Giant ones?
Yeah, Red Giant, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, free comics.
I just got a new comic and I didn't even remember ordering it. Like, I don't even know where it came from, but I don't think I ordered beyond issue number one. It's called A Town Called Dragon.
I got that.
Written by Judd Winnick and art by Jeff Shaw.
Yeah.
I got the first one, but I don't think I ordered any of the others.
Yeah, that's rare for you.
Yeah, I don't even remember ordering it. I am trying to do some kind of logical trim back, but... I don't know if that was the one that got trimmed back or what. I don't even remember ordering. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Well, this is a thick issue. I actually read it, too.
Was it good?
It was good.
Let's jump into that.
All right, we'll talk about that one.
In there, yeah.
So, A Town Called Dragon by Legendary Comics, which is a fairly new publisher. Well, a couple of years now, maybe. I know they've published a bunch of Simon Bisley books. So this is, like Mike said, this is by Judd Winnick, and it's about, so it starts out in the past where there's this group of, and I can't remember where, Norway or something. Let me flip to where they say it is. Yeah, Norway in 1002, where this tribe, or these Vikings or whatever they are back there, who lived in Norway in the year 1000?
I don't know.
Were they Vikings?
I don't know my history of Viking lore.
Some kind of Asgardian warriors. So, and they're fighting this dragon, and it's the last dragon, and they kill it. But they find that the dragon had laid an egg, so they have to do something about this egg. And they try and destroy it, and they can't destroy it, so they end up hiding it and burying it. In this new land, and then it jumps to the present where there's this town where this dragon egg is buried, and then presumably, obviously, at some point it's going to come to life and there's going to be a dragon in this town. So, and it's actually in Colorado, so there you go. A dragon in Colorado. It was good though. It was really well done. The art was good. I like the art. Who's the artist again? Jeff Shaw. Yeah, I'm not sure what he's done before, but it was very good. And one good thing about this is, I think it's a $3.99 cover, but it's really, really thick. I think it was like 56 pages or something. So I think what they did, if I remember correctly, at the halfway point, they hadn't really got to the main, starting incident of the story, so they wanted to, I think they brought, rather than bring out a first issue that kind of left you hanging, they decided to give you the whole opening in one issue. So
what was the cover price on that? I don't remember.
It was $3.99.
Okay, that's a lot of comic. It was a thick sucker.
Yeah, it was really thick.
Get your money's worth with that.
Definitely. Yeah, and it's good. So, and the story is well told.
Did
so.
You pre-order the others?
No.
That's going to be a son of a bitch probably to get.
I don't know about that. Legendary?
I don't know if they trade shit.
Legendary? They trade. Yeah. They might only trade in hardcover, though.
I don't know. I've never seen a trade in there.
Let me look it up. Legendary. LMNO. Wait. What am I looking for? Oh, that doesn't help me, does it? L. All right, where's L?
For being a film expert, you sure can't spell with shit.
I don't know the
You don't
alphabet.
know the
Here we go. Legendary. They have issues, and a couple, and another issue.
Yeah,
And
it doesn't fall into the Bill
the Bill
paradigm.
format.
Yeah, the Bill format.
But didn't they? I thought they collected the Tower Chronicles, the Wagner Bisley.
That was a weird collection. I think they Marvel published the collection.
Oh yeah,
I
I think
think
you're
it I think the
right.
singles were in I think the singles were in their company, and then Marvel published the
The
trade or
trades.
whatever the hell it was. It was weird. I
It
don't
was a
know.
weird setup.
It's very strange.
That is very strange. And I did also get Annihilator number one by Grant Morrison with art by Frazier Irving, but I haven't read it yet.
I stayed away from that.
It's another legendary.
I was tempted, but the Grant Morrison is so
Scared
hit,
you away.
so for me personally, he's one of those 50-50, so there has to be something in the solicit that hits me over it, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
Like
and
the Justin Jordan one, the only reason I got it for sure because it was an Avatar book and I like the cover. But it's one that I'm definitely gonna read as soon as I get it. So I
Decide
all
the
yeah, so I
conclusion.
can pull out if I need to.
Yeah, sometimes you can do it for a little while, but then you got to pull out at some point
Yeah.
when you realize you made a tragic mistake.
You do not want to come. You gotta pull out.
So I enjoyed that. I'd never read the Tower or whatever Chronicles or whatever it is.
I think this is my first legendary comic. I should read it. 'Cause if I don't read it, I didn't pre-order any. What if I love it? I don't know. I could have a bad. If I love it, then I have to go, "Hey, DCBS, can you get me 2, 3, 4, and 5?"
Which they'd probably be able to do.
It's sometimes tough with those obscure titles. Do you know what I mean? They'll tell you they can, or they'll put it on your list, but then you never get them, and then you have to monitor it.
Yeah, they'll. Well, I think because they'll put it in the. They'll order it from Diamond, but whether Diamond
Yeah, whether it goes
can
into
fulfill it or not,
second printing or whatever.
or if
Like
Diamond happens to
think
have
I
it
did
before.
that with one of the 2000 AD publications called Brass Sun or something like that.
Yeah, Brass Sun.
And I had ordered it late. And never got it, but they did get me a second printing.
Okay.
So I did get the second printing. So I have the complete, and I always assumed I was going to get it. So I had ordered all the rest of it. So that's the way it goes.
I think the trade of Brass Sun is solicited this month. I have the
That,
first issue. I don't think I read it yet,
I
though.
don't think I read it either. I haven't read it yet. A matter of fact, I just got the set. I had had the second, third, and fourth,
Oh,
and
you're
didn't have
waiting
the
for the
first.
first
And the first one, I think, just arrived like
in your big box.
maybe 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
My
Now,
big ass box.
is that an Abnett book? Is he the writer of that?
Yeah, I think so. I think I picked that because 2000 AD normally plays around in the magazine format, you know? And this stood out as a comic book format, and I was like, I want to try that. And
I think a lot of their American releases have been the comic book.
they're releasing some Dread formatted books, but I'm staying away because I'm already getting Dread from IDW, so it's choose one or the other, and I was already invested in the IDW one, so I didn't go the other route.
Okay. There's a lot of Dread stuff now.
Yeah, I did order the one shot and I read that. It was called Dread. It was supposedly the one shot
Oh, for the comic book or the movie
of the
continuation?
movie continuation, yeah. And I liked the movie, so I read that and it was pretty decent.
Yeah, I read that. I liked it. I liked the movie better, but I did like it. That was a great movie.
Yeah.
Are they making a second one? I thought I saw something about them making a second.
There's people that are what do you call it,
Oh, they have like a.
trying to get it done. I think it did good overseas, but it didn't do so well here, like lost money.
I don't know
So
why, just because people don't know who Dredd is.
yeah, if you're on Netflix, you can watch Dread and stream it.
There you go.
There you go.
Anyone listening hasn't seen it.
You could see Mama. Mama.
Mama.
I like that actress. I really
Yeah,
do.
she's awesome. She's on Game of Thrones.
I like her in everything she's been in.
She's yeah, she's real
I
ta
saw her
she's
in
real
that
talented.
trans. I like that. What was it called? Not I would say Transformers. Terminator show she was in. That was great. It just didn't make it. I
Which one?
watched every episode of that. The Terminator show.
Oh, the TV show? Yeah.
Yeah, she was in. She
Oh, is she on that?
played the main character. Yeah. That was a good the it was something the Chronicles of Sarah Connor or something like that. I don't remember what the title was, but it was a good show. It's one of those shows that you like and you want it to continue, but you know it's not. What can you
Yeah.
do?
You know, time is running out, but you just want to see whatever
Yeah.
you can of it before it goes away.
I got a book I want to talk about. I gave this one 5 out of 5, and this book has had 5 out of 5s for me off and on. And it seems like once they get into the more religious stuff that I like it more than when it's more magical. But it's Phantom Stranger by DeMatteis and had various artists. It had like some Breyfogle, which and that already sucks me in. I'm a fan of Norm Breyfogle. So, like his Batman run is one of my favorite runs of all time, and he was doing some of the art. But what I really loved about the series is this series is truly one that to get the full effect, you have to read it from the beginning and read forward and learn about the character. Plus, I think I got a lot out of it because I started to read the showcase and actually learn the history of the Phantom Stranger and it is like it has Dr. 13 in there and the relationship between them and it introduces the Spectre and the wrath of the spirit of redemption, the spirit of vengeance, which is the Spectre, and a lot of other things. But the one thing it's really awesome, at least the part I liked, is the fact that the old DC played with this a little bit in the Secret Origin of the Phantom Stranger, but they made the Phantom Stranger not have an origin in the old universe, but they in the Secret Origins title, they basically said, here's three possible origins of the Phantom Stranger, and one of them was Judas. And they played that off in the New 52, like that was his origin. He was Judas, he betrayed Jesus Christ, and that was his sin, and he became the Phantom Stranger because of that. And then it got this thing with the Sin Eater, and he basically took he defeated this Sin Eater who was a serial killer. He was killing people in his basement, and his family had no idea. He had a regular family, you know, son, daughter, mom, you know, everything was n normal to this family. It was like Leave It to Beaver. And this guy was a serial killer, and he defeated him, and he took over that guy's family, Philip Stark. And he becomes a major player in the storyline. And they had a big old crossover with this Blight, with Justice League Dark and other tales, and they flesh out some more information. But it gets back to this God thing, and then the Phantom Stranger, he's gone to heaven, and he can't even enter the gates of heaven anymore. And if you're real religious, you probably don't want to read this, but God shows up as a dog, like a Scottish Terrier. Every time the Phantom Stranger sees him. And what was really interesting about the finale of this is he always thinks that God's after him, like seeking vengeance for what he did. But it turns out that God has forgiven him, and the only reason he's the Phantom Stranger is because he can't forgive himself. The other thing they did that was awesome is Zor-El, who used to be in Grant Morrison's Justice League, he shows up in this series early on, and you find out that Zor-El is the Phantom Stranger's guardian angel, and he's been there since the beginning, and he betrays Christ in order to, because of his love for Phantom Stranger, that he becomes a fallen angel and actually dies. And the only reason they can bring him back to life is if somebody goes to bat for Zor-El in front of Christ. And that turns out to be Dr. 13, and Dr. 13 and Phantom Stranger are like buds in the new 52, whereas in the old 52 they hated one another. One was a skeptic and didn't believe in that, and now they're like best friends, and they're almost like the only friends that they have are each other. Like they're the only bond that they formed is with each other. And they go to bat for Zor-El and actually bring him back to life, and that's how the series ends. But it's so much deeper than that. I can't describe how deep it is, but if you ever like are curious about religion and stuff like that, this like does some really great. When they do like the voice of God and stuff, it's pretty phenomenal. It's like it impacts you and stuff. I'm not. I'm a I have a Catholic background, and I know a lot of the, but I'm not a practicing Catholic, but I know a lot about it because I went to Sunday school. I studied it. I just got away from it, and it's not be I'm not enjoying this because I have that background. I'm enjoying it because of the questions that it raises.
Right, it's a interesting exploration
Of religion. Yes, it's fascinating to
of
me.
spirituality and stuff.
Yeah.
It sounds like, I don't know, it's almost surprising that DC allowed them to do some of this stuff from what you're
Yeah, and
describing.
it's one of those series that as a whole I absolutely love it, and I wish it would continue because there's so much things that they could explore. It's just that nobody's buying it. So what can you do? All the books I love, nobody's buying, so.
Sounds interesting, though. I know I have a couple issues of it.
They probably won't trade the last. I know they traded the first few, but I don't think they're going to finish it. DC has a bad habit on their trades.
Let's see the.
Chaos over there.
I know. Murder in the Hall.
The machetes.
Put those machetes away. Let's see. Well, they have Volume 3 is on pre-order. Well, that's probably not.
Did you pre-order it?
No.
Oh. Volume 3 probably won't conclude it, I would imagine. It
I'm
went to
trying to see with that one.
22 issues. So, that probably is like up to 18. If they're grouping them up in sixes, my guess is the volume 3 went to 18.
That's a lot of pages, though. 264 pages.
Does it say the issues that it covers? Are you looking at Amazon or what?
I'm looking at Amazon. It doesn't say the. Oh, maybe it does here.
Some
Oh,
bitch.
yeah, to 22.
Oh, so it's everything.
I think they just decided to. And Trinity of Sin, Future's End.
I haven't read that one yet, but I think what I'm going to
Haven't
do.
read Future's End?
Futures.
Footers. It says Footers.
I spelled it wrong.
Yeah. Footer's End. Yeah, so it sounds like they just decided to like just shove all
That's what they did with Katana.
the rest the final issues in
They
this.
sh they solicited it not like that, and then they shoved everything in it. What is
Right,
the
because if
what
there's
is the
not
cost on
enough,
that?
1999
That's not
covered.
bad. That's a lot of issues.
Yeah, for 10
But
issues,
I
or
think to
12, 13 issues. Yeah.
get the full effect of Phantom Stranger, to appreciate the whole religious part of it, you
Yeah.
have to start at the beginning. You really do. 'Cause it's a build up of a lot of confrontations of heaven and hell, and he even meets Trigon's sons and stuff, but good stuff.
Hey, daughter. Daughter.
Bring me some food.
What do you want?
Cheese crackers.
Yeah, go ahead. What are you going to eat? Yeah, all right. All right, I'm back.
Parenting at its best. This has been Parenting Noise. Bill usually charges a fee, but on this
It's just
podcast, you
services.
get some of it for free.
Wonder if my library has Phantom Stranger. Let me do a search here.
I doubt it.
I'll take a. I'm gonna say.
I'd be impressed if they did.
Yeah, I don't think they do. Let's see. Oh, I gotta spell it right there.
But if you can read Phantom Stranger Showcase, it's pretty awesome too. Like the old stuff. He's a
Let's see.
pretty good, he's a pretty interesting character. A character that I think you would dig, you know?
No, they don't have it.
Yep.
They do have Justice League Dark, though.
That's a good series too.
Yeah, I
But
want to do
very, very different.
that. Add that to my list.
Phantom Stranger.
Nope, they don't have Phantom Stranger.
So that really stood out.
I have to find my issue. I wonder what issue I have. Somewhere in the middle, I'm sure. Let's see, Phantom. Let me go to my database.
Probably have issue number one and then you bailed.
I have issue number one. Davis, what does that mean? I
Have
don't.
no idea.
My database doesn't make sense.
You've made up your own database, I take it.
I made my own code.
That's probably why it doesn't make any sense.
The cross reference is off. My hash tables are corrupt. Phantom Stranger. Who knows? Maybe I meant it's like maybe it's the old Vertigo one.
Oh, could be. Could be the Vertigo one or the mini series in the 80s.
Oh, Davis, probably Guy Davis. Yeah, that's what it is. It's a Vertigo one because art is
Yeah.
Guy Davis. I have that one.
I think you would dig it.
And I do know I have another. My database is. Son of a bitch!
It's all corrupted.
It's all corrupted. Oh, I have to switch to a real system one day. When I buy a real phone, I will get a real database. I know I have it because I just saw it like yesterday or the day before. Son of a bitch. All right. Let me see if I got something to talk about. Let me look at my stack here. Oh, I'll talk about this one. A new one of the new semi new. When did this come out? Semi-new Valiants, Dr. Mirage, number one.
Oh, that's a good book.
Yeah, I enjoyed this one. It's different because it didn't really read like any of the other Valiant books.
What a great first issue, though. It establishes everything you need to know about that character.
Yep,
Like
establishes
her predicament, her background,
And
everything, her
where the series is going to
characterization,
go.
where it's
Yeah.
going.
Yeah, it was really well done. I didn't know really what to expect from it, so I was impressed with this one, so. Unfortunately, another good book from Valiant that I'm going to have to get the trades of. Son of a bitch.
Valiant's a weird company for me because I go in, I'm all in.
Here.
I'm so in that
You can't be any more
I
in.
can't any, the only in I can be is to get the variants that are like one in
Super
ten.
limited
That's
variants.
limited, yeah. I am so into Valiant. Like I buy all the issues. Well, I'm in the Valiant podcast, so but to be fair, I own the whole universe, like since the beginning. I was in at the very beginning. Except I had to go back a little bit. I kinda came in around Unity, the first Unity, and then I went back and got Magnus and Solar. And
Oh really?
that's
You
when they
didn't?
were expensive.
I know you had to. That would be. I don't remember when I. When did I come in? I don't remember what the first Valiant I bought was.
I
I think
think
it was pretty early. But I don't think I got like Solar number one until. I can't remember. What was the first thing they brought out in the original?
Magnus.
Was Magnus the first? I think I
Yeah.
did. I might have. I think I was on from the very start.
Magnus and then Solar.
Yeah.
I think I joined around Archer and Armstrong Zero. I think that's where I came, and I started with that and Harbinger and something
Yeah.
else.
Yeah, Harbinger.
And then I went backwards, and it was at that time
Filled in.
it was really rough to go backwards because Wizard was hyping them and they were expensive issues. Barb, before she was my wife for my birthday, bought me Magnus 12, which was the first appearance of Turok. It was $100 at the time.
Wow, that's
And
love.
that's when I knew I had to marry
She was
this
the
woman.
one, yeah.
Yeah, she's she's the one. But I like that that character. Just to get prep for Mirage, I read some retro stuff she did for DC Cinnamon, and I loved that. So it was
Oh, the Jen Van Meter, is that what you're talking
yeah,
about?
Jen Van Meter.
Yeah,
Yeah,
what has she done? I've seen her name, but I couldn't remember offhand what she has done before.
she had done Cinnamon, which is a Western character
Okay,
for DC,
sure.
but she took it to the present and made a Cinnamon miniseries. In the 90s, or maybe it's the 2000s. It's probably the 2000s.
Yeah, probably.
Then she did a backup in JSA All Stars, which that was kind of hit or miss. So I didn't know what to expect. I'm like, I don't own a lot of work she's done, but man, she the writing just flowed really well. It was great first issue.
Yeah, so this is about she's a she can talk to spirits basically, right? She's like a medium or something. She can see dead people and talk to them. And it looks like at the start she's kind of works reluctantly works with people, like they come to her and say they wanted to contact their loved ones and she'll make the connection or whatever, but it doesn't seem like she's really into it or wants to do it. And then she gets this job where it's going to pay her $30,000, so she's like she doesn't want to do it, but she can't really turn it down. And she goes in and then kind of gives meets this dude who has this strange background where he was in a in the war, and then there's a bunch of other stuff that he had done, and he wants to bring her in, and then it kind of unfolds from there. But so it's an interesting look at the so it's like the supernatural because has to do with ghosts and whatnot and spirits. But then there's some also weird stuff going on in the present, so in the real world and with her life, so it's interesting. And the art, so the art was by Roberto della Torre. Torre. I liked it. It was like a sketchier style. Almost like a some of the like backgrounds and stuff reminded me of what's his face? The guy who did like some Daredevils.
Oh, Michael Lark or
Yeah.
that
Yeah.
type of style.
Yeah. Where it's like the detail, almost like photo looking backgrounds. And the color, I like the coloring too. It was very almost muted colors.
Yeah, I like that guy's art. He did a he did several issues of Shadow Man, and he did.
Yeah, towards, I know he's done DC or
towards the end, and he was one of the highlight artists, I think, doing the Shadow Man. You know, because it's a very dark style. You know, like that kind of style works for that genre.
Yeah, for that genre.
Well.
Yeah, yeah, it wouldn't really work for a superhero as well.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to see that in like Exo Man of War or something.
I would like to see it in Archer and Armstrong though, just because that'd be interesting.
Yeah, it would work for something like that. I don't know if it would have the comedic side of it too well.
Yeah,
Archer and Armstrong's serious, but it does have a sensibility of humor undertones. So it would. I'd have to see it to see how.
I don't even think they're undertones because Armstrong's pretty.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes they're
pretty overt in the comedy.
Sometimes they're in your face, like when he pulls his dick out, and everybody's taking pictures on their cell phones and stuff. But yeah, it's that. That's a good book. I really liked it. It's four issue mini. So.
Oh, is it just a mini?
Yeah.
For now,
they seem to be in the mini business now, with the exception of XO, I think. Everything's going.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, Harbinger has switched over to.
Yeah, Harbinger, Archer and Armstrong is in Delinquents now. I think Archer and Armstrong goes to 25. Like that's when they're going to formally start it in other books. And.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yep, so that was a good one. So that'll be another... Man, Valiant in previews this month. I think they got like 3 or 4 trades. I'm like, son of a bitch.
Yeah, I buy the trades and I buy the hardcovers. That's the other thing that made it expensive last month was the XO Omnibus.
Yeah. Is that the old stuff or the...
The old stuff, yeah, yeah, the old stuff.
Yeah, I didn't get that. That
was a...
I didn't get that, but I already have the XO...
Drop in the bucket.
I already have an XO hardcover from...
Yeah, but that's only like the first 6 issues.
Yeah, that's true.
That was when they first launched.
Before... Well, I think that was the in-between Valiant, wasn't it?
No, that was when they first launched the new company, and they were reprinting the old stuff.
Oh, that's right.
They had printed a... XO,
XO,
Harbinger, and an Archer and Armstrong. And then they went into like some kind of hiatus until their comic books released. And then they started releasing the hardcover Master Series. And they did Shadow Man and a couple others. They still haven't done Eternal Warrior yet, but hopefully that'll come out soon. They solicited Eternal Warrior and then gave money back, but it probably is pre-order stuff, like they just don't see the numbers they want to make stuff, so they don't even decide to print it. Who knows? I know they had some success with the Quantum and Woody Omnibus. I think that's what led them to do the XO. In other words, they sold through whatever their original print estimate that they were going to do. In other words, they thought, we can't sell more than these, and they went beyond that. So they were like, maybe this is the format that will replace the Master Series. I don't know. Plus, they have that Hubble Bubble. So if you I don't know if it's still going on. It's probably gone now.
I think it might be gone, but only for... This might be like the last week or whatever. I didn't do it because I already have everything in hardcover or hard copy.
Yeah.
Although I'm kind of considering it because it's like maybe I would, that would just give me the digital copies if I needed them.
Right.
For cheap. But I have all the, you already have them in 9 formats, so.
Yeah, I have them in 9. The only format that I don't have them all in is digital, but that's my least favorite format.
Least of your concerns. So was that Cinnamon Series good?
I really enjoyed it. If you're a fan of 100 Bullets and you like Russo art, even though it's not Russo, I think you'll love it. If you like the tone of 100 Bullets, I think you'll love it. It's very much in that kind of vein. She's kind of a work-for-hire type gun. And she gets into this big old predicament, trying to get somebody's trying to get vengeance for killing their father, but she killed when she was a little girl. Her origin story is she was in a bank just with her father, and these bank robbers came in and murdered her father, who was a cop. Matter of fact, I think that's why he got killed, is he actually tried to draw a gun on these gunmen and didn't work out. And she was a little girl, talking like 5 years old or so. So her whole goal was to seek vengeance on these people, and she killed them. And she happened to kill one of the guys that was the driver, and that's how it links her to this other woman who's seeking vengeance on her. And they get caught up in this whole senator's daughter is running away, and she's living with this other girl, and the senator wants her back, and it gets into this weird blowing shit up and destroying buildings, and it gets chaotic. It's a great book. A lot of themes in there. I think it's 5 issues or
Yeah, it looks
four
like
issues. Yeah,
five
five.
issues.
I didn't have the whole story until one listener of Retrocast. I had reviewed 1 through 4 on Retrocast, and said, God, I really like to have that fifth one to see how the story.
Oh,
And Gary, who's one of the listeners, had the fifth issue and sent it to me like almost immediately. It was pretty fast, and I was able to finish the series and review it. But yeah, I like that a lot. I think we're going to interview her on the Valiant podcast, and it'd be interesting to talk to her. So,
Oh,
Dr.
hold on a sec.
Mirage,
She...
what was that?
looks like she did she do Hopeless Savages?
That one I don't know. I don't even know what that is.
Was like an Oni book or something.
That's probably why I don't buy much Oni, believe it or not.
Interesting. Okay, what were you saying?
Oh no. My computer's doing some weird stuff. Oh, there it's back. Let me check if it's still recording. Yeah, it says it is.
Testing, testing. It working?
Yeah. What is that one called? The one that you mentioned?
Hopeless Savages.
Oh yeah, I see it. That's a weird art style. And there's no description for it in my database. 2001. It had actually had a free Comic Book Day version of it. And there is a trade, 1 through 4.
Yeah, there's a couple, I think. I think I have something, one of the trades, or like a spin-off or something.
Well, it looks like there's other series. Like there's that one, there's just the regular proper one, there's Hopeless Savages B-sides, and then Hopeless Savages Zero, Ground Zero. So there's several different titles, I guess, that run as minis. One of them's a one shot, and there's two trades, 4 issues each. 2002 was the last one. Oh no, 2005 was a one shot, and 2005 and 2002 was the next mini, and then 2001 was the first series. Hopeless Savages. I should put her in the show notes because we talked about her a lot. Jen Van Meter. Let me see what else I want to talk about. Star Spangled War Stories. You already talked about it, but I just want to say I like where that went. It
Which one
wasn't
is that?
a Star
Is it
Spangled War Stories, Palmiotti and Gray.
the
G.I.
zombie?
Zombie, yeah.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, how did it go from number one?
I was really surprised. Like, you said you, I went in thinking it was going to be like a World War II type GI zombie. Turned out to be like more of a CIA, FBI type GI zombie. And I really liked the female lead. I really liked her. And I like where the second issue went, where they invaded the complex of the motorcycle gang. Really good comic book. I really liked it. Oh, shit. Hello?
Hello?
We got disconnected and reconnected.
I know. Son of a bitch.
Let me see what happened here on the recording.
Is it still going?
Yeah, no, it restarted a new one. That was weird.
Welcome to Geek Brunch,
Yeah.
episode 2, or 0.5 or something.
So yeah, I agree with your assessment. That was a good comic book.
It didn't read like a.
Read like an image book.
Yeah, I forgot that it was a DC book.
It read like an image book to me. Like the new number ones they're launching, something that was in that premise. It was a good book. See, I got caught up in Captain Marvel, which was the one that I don't like, Pretty Deadly. What is her name? Can't think of her name right now. She's the Matt Fraction girlfriend, or
Oh, Deconic.
yeah, Kelly Sue. I am liking Cap what she's doing in Captain Marvel. So
Yeah, I like the first issue.
I read 4 and 5, which wrapped up the first story arc. I thought it was a nice little wrap up.
Oh, good.
And the other thing I got caught up is The Red Lanterns by Charles Soule. Soul. Awesome book, man. Holy crap, is it good. He really turned that book around from being something I liked to read to something that I was loving to read. And it turned it into a small family. There's Skalix, he's like the goat head. There's Zox, who's my favorite. He's the ball. He's like a huge ball alien that's like a sphere with little arms coming out of it. There's Guy Gardner who defeated Atrocitus. There's God, I can't even think of her name now. Let me go Google these names, but they're it's one of my favorite books now, at least in the Lantern
Right, Lantern World.
Red Lanterns.
Yeah, I've liked everything so far I've read by Charles Soule.
I would highly recommend this if you haven't checked it out. Let's see if it lists. Bleez is the other one. Bleez is the fallen angel from that planet that has the wings. She's probably like the most popular Red Lantern next to Atrocitus. She's on Guy Gardner's side. Supergirl became a Red Lantern. Rancor is a Red Lantern from Sector 2814. So there, Deckstar is the cat who's really loyal to Atrocitus. Ratchet was a huge floating brain. He was so interesting. He's actually what Ratchet is the one that actually turned the red lanterns from being looked at as an evil thing in the universe to something that was almost heroic. Like they saved a couple of cultures because of what Ratchet made a sacrifice that kind of changed the outlook of all of those red lanterns that were on Guy Gardner's team. He like made a sacrifice that turned it out. Skalix still looks like he's a flip-flopper. Like he can switch sides on a heartbeat. I don't know how that's going to turn out. And Xilius Zox, who's my, like I said, he's my favorite. He's fascinating because he just likes to He likes to put shit together. He's like an engineer. Like, he's like fascinated with putting things together. Each one of these guys are like really cool. They have great backstories, tortured backstories. Like, they're awful, but they all have personalities of like they had occupations and things that they enjoyed. Like, Scallop seems to be lo he loves weapons. Like, that's his thing. His specialty is like turning things into weapons. So when Supergirl became there, he was like so fascinated because she was like a human weapon. Because she was a Kryptonian with the red ring. I mean, imagine. So, yeah, this book is really good. Highly recommend it. One of the best annuals I've read in the New 52. And that's saying a lot because the New 52's done really good with the annuals, in my opinion. Better than the old DCU. And the reason I say that is because the annuals are part of the story. They're not just like one-off. Like, go read the annual. It's the special. It is, you have, I guess you can look at it as two ways. If you're somebody
Yeah,
that's,
it's good and bad.
it's bad because you can't just pick up an annual.
Right.
That's the bad thing.
Right, it doesn't work as an entry to the
Yeah.
series.
But if you're invested in the title and you buy the annual, it's like awesome because you know what? It counts. It matters. It's inside of the series. So, yeah, Red Lanterns, Charles Soule. I highly recommend it.
Cool. I have to check those out. Sounds interesting.
I think they've traded some of those, like some of the issues of Charles's run.
Are they?
Maybe your library will have those.
They might.
They might.
Let's You're screaming in the background over here.
Sounds like a party. They must be having fun.
Apparently. Let's see. Well, my library has the Peter Milligan.
Does it have the soul one yet?
It just has that one. But they'll probably get them if they have the
And I, in order to
for
do
CD.
the Charles Soule one, I read the Supergirl because Supergirl, for at least three or four issues, goes hand in hand with the Red Lantern, so I had to dig those up and get caught up on it. And that was Tony Bedard, and he's another writer that I like a lot. So that was really well done.
So my library has the first two volumes. Do I need to read those to read the third?
No, I would just jump in to
The third one.
yeah. I've heard people compare this to like the Sons of Anarchy of Red of Green Lanterns.
Really?
And I guess that is it, I would agree with that. That's kind of like a motorcycle gang in space that has they have like a weird loyalty to each other,
Yeah.
and they're not heroic, and they've had tortured
Well, they're
lives.
heroic in their own way, right?
Yeah, they well,
In their own eyes.
but Ratchet's death really turned things around for them. And now there's a big battle between Atrocitus and Guy Gardner. And it was like something that should have crossed over because Atrocitus invaded Earth because he knew Guy Gardner was there. And Guy Gardner defeated him, so he created a bunch of rings and he sent those rings to Earth, and a lot of people of Earth became Red Lanterns, and when you become a Red Lantern, it's no joke. You go berserker. You don't have any humanity to you. You don't have any. It's like becoming the crossed with rage, just like
Just like
incredible
the
amount of
cross.
rage and destroying everything. The only way you can remember or get your brain back is to be dipped into the lake of a lake of blood, and or at least absorb some of the blood, and so that makes the storyline really interesting too. And a matter of fact, if you're a fan of the DeMatteis and Giffen Justice League, there's a scene in there. One of the famous scenes of that run is when Batman decks Guy Gardner, and they have a confrontation of they have a confrontation in Gotham because the Red Rings have hit Gotham like big time because there's a lot of people with hate and rage in Gotham, and Batman has a scene with them. And it kind of gets down to that one punch. It mentions like last time I took you down with one punch, and Guy Gardner's like, "I'm not that person anymore. You can try." So it's a good series. Oh, and one of the other Red Lanterns they introduced is the Judge, which was an interesting character too. She was on a planet where she was a good judge, like she would condemn criminals and stuff like that. And one time the prince became wanted and she was going to send him to death, and that's when the king came in and the prince came in and they killed her. They slaughtered her. They had one of her more loyal court people, like kind of like the Richard Mole of Night Court. He basically slaughtered her and killed her. And she became a Red Lantern. So she's a pretty interesting new Red Lantern.
Yeah, I saw that in previews.
Good stuff, Maynard. What else you got, Bill?
I finally read Low number one from Image Comics. This is the new Rick Remender creator-owned series. And I say finally because I think it came out. I think
I
there's
think
this, you know,
low
like,
number three is already out,
yeah,
I
I think the
think.
third one just came out. And I didn't re I don't remember hearing a lot about this, but it was really good. I was actually quite surprised. Both the story and the artwork were really, really good. The art was done by the guy who did Last Days of American Crime, I think it was, with Remender. Yeah, Last Days of American Crime. So if anyone's familiar with that, it's kind of like a, I don't know how to describe it. It almost has like a 70s sci-fi movie feel to it.
That's pretty cool.
Like in terms of the design, like the kind of like design, like the futuristic 70s futuristic kind of design. And it's a really interesting concept. So it's about it takes place in the future when the sun has been expanding, so all of humanity has gone underwater to survive in these cities underwater. And this takes place, I don't remember if they said how long it has been since they've gone underwater, but I think it's like whatever, like 1,000 years in the future or whatever. So we've been underwater this whole time. And we have all these civilizations underwater. Like I think the town that the main people live in, they say how there's like 2 million people in this domed city underwater. And the story is about this one family where the father is, I can't remember what they call him, but he's basically a hunter. So he goes out and kills these like sea monsters for food and brings them back for the city to eat. 'Cause, and I guess they're surrounded by like dangerous monsters, not immediately where they are, but he goes out like into the scary areas and kills these giant monsters and brings them back. And so the story's about him and his wife, and they have 3 kids. They have a son who the oldest is a son, and he. Oh, so first, so the dude is like this. So he's like a warrior type guy, and he comes from a long line of warriors, and it's in his bloodline and everything. And I think they say that his like one of his ancestors like founded the city that they live in, and there's like a monument to him and stuff like that. So he's like this warrior guy, and then his wife, on the other hand, is like more intellectual and more into peace. And the son has taken after the mother, and then they have these 2 daughters who I think they're like identical twins or twins. And so the hope is that they're going to one day grow up to be like the warriors of the family, and they're interested in, and that's what they're interested in. So it looks like they're going to do that, go that direction. So in this first issue, you meet the family, and then they go out. The husband says he agrees to take the two girls out with him on this mission to go hunting. And then once they get out there, of course, everything turns sideways and they get attacked by these marauders. And then it kind of sets up the rest of the story. So it's about this family. And I guess it's going to focus more on the mother, because in the first issue, something happens to the father. So it's going to be how they survive, and all. It's basically like a sci-fi that takes place underwater. So with like 70s sci-fi art. It was really good.
I usually like Rick Remender,
Yeah,
especially his independent stuff.
it's probably my favorite thing that I've read from him.
Really?
Yeah. Pierre
Fear,
stuff.
F you didn't like Fear Agent?
I haven't read a lot of Fear Agent.
Oh, Fear Agent or A Strange Girl?
I never read Strange Girl.
Or Sea of Red? Oh my God.
Maybe I just haven't read enough Rick Remender. I did read Last Days of Crime. I
Black
read Fear
Science?
Agent. No, Black Science was horrible. I hated it.
You didn't like it?
No, it's terrible.
Oh, God.
He did that?
Yeah.
I would have got that if I know he got it. I did not like Black Science. That's weird because this almost sounds similar to Black Science. You sure he wrote Black Science?
Am pretty sure. I'll do a double check right now.
Because that was kind of like a family sci-fi
Yeah,
type thing
Fantastic
too, wasn't it?
Four.
Yeah. Yeah, it is Rick Remender. Apparently, that's his thing now.
Well, I usually know his work 'cause I'll buy any Rick Remender book usually. He's one of my go-tos, so.
Yeah. So, did you get this?
I did get it. I haven't read it
You
yet.
haven't read it yet. It's good. This is one I'd actually consider getting in the single issues. Man, the art is just awesome. Phenomenal.
Better jump on it. I think it's one of those ones that has a low print run and
Yeah.
it's entering second prints.
Yeah, and it's
Yeah.
gonna grow in popularity.
Yeah. Any others?
And I got another image, Copperhead,
Oh,
which
Jay
is the
Faber.
new Dave Faber series, which is another sci-fi, but this time it's a Western sci-fi with art by, who did the art in this? Scott Godalski, Godlewski, who he says at the end what he did. It was interesting. At the back of this, J. Ferber writes about like how this story came to be. Oh, and he says how he found like the artist and the colorist and stuff. The artist worked on Dracula, Company of Monsters for Boom. I like the art style. So this is about a, it starts out that there's this woman and her son are going to her new position on this, I think, a planet, which I don't know if they say what planet it is. The flight to Jasper. Okay, Jasper, whatever. I don't know if that's the city. No train to. I'm not sure if they say what planet it is. It's almost like Mars or something, but I don't know what, if it's an actual planet or just some made-up planet that they have. But anyway, they fly to this new planet, and she ha where she has this new job as sheriff of this town on this planet. And you meet, so her and her son and the deputy of the town, who is this alien. And her first time there, they get called out on a domestic call to these aliens who are, and there's different kinds of aliens, so there's a bunch of different races on this planet. Like every alien's like a different race, it seems. So they go investigate this domestic dispute with these aliens, and then later they get called back because there's been a murder at the same place. So it's kind of setting up. So they set that up, and they also set up the town is a mining town, and they meet the guy who owns the mining company, kind of like a boss hog type guy. And he has these robots with them, these artificial intelligence robots with them. And she says some stuff that kind of tells you a little bit about the history. She says something like, I thought those things were outlawed after the war. And he says, no, there was some court thing that said that they're allowed to determine that they're whatever life forms that deserve to be living or something like that. So apparently this all takes place after there was some kind of war in the world or the universe, and something happened with the artificial intelligence, but they haven't told what it is yet. But she doesn't like this sheriff woman doesn't like the artificial intelligence robots at all. So he kind of hints at something bigger that has happened, but we don't know what it is yet. So it was good. It set up the story well and the universe well. And then at the end, her son gets into a little bit of trouble, which I think is where the story is going to go from here.
That sounds... I like Jay Faber, so he's another go-to. I like his work. I'll buy it if I see his name.
I think that's all I have. Oh, I did read the Grayson...
Future's End?
Future's End, yeah.
What'd you think?
It was interesting. I think it worked really well as a... I don't want to say a gimmick, but like as a... interesting...
To get you up to speed on the character, I think. Yeah.
I think it was an interesting technique he used to tell the story. Like, and see, that backwards.
That's the technique I didn't like.
Well, I was gonna say,
because it was like reading manga. That's,
yeah, it worked well as a tech, like the technique worked well in terms of, I think, how do I say this? It's a story that you have to read it forwards, and then you have to read it again backwards to actually.
And that's what I think I missed. Like, I love the plot, like the plot and the buildup.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's my brain or whatever, but it just had a hard time. My brain wanted to absorb all of the things with the acid and, you know, all the little clues about the relationship, mm-hmm. and all this stuff. But I struggled getting it going backward, and I didn't read it forward. So, okay. I think if I was able to read it forward, and so I really enjoyed the book. Like, I gave it 4 out of 5, but I had to dock it because it's an ambitious take, and it's not that comics didn't ever do this. Like, old comics would always show you a splash page in the front and say, well, how did I get here? And then it'd finish.
Right.
Well, this one was totally, it showed you where you're at in the future 5 years from now.
Right, kept jumping back 5 years every page.
Worked its way back all the way to Robin at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to the circus stuff, right?
Yeah.
And the acid under the bed and at the Flying Graysons was kind of a link that went throughout. And there was a lot of other linkage there. Well thought out story. A lot of linkage, but if you don't read it from back word forward, you might not get all those links unless your brain is really absorbing it all and able to go backwards.
And there's even some stuff, because they do like the code thing, where there's stuff on the first page that you're not going to get unless you go back and read it the other direction, or at least go back to the first page and pick up on the stuff that he put in there.
Yeah.
So there's payoffs on the first page that you're not going to understand until you read the setup, which is later. So it's an interesting experiment and interesting storytelling style, but I think it hurt the overall storytelling itself.
Yeah, and it was one of the first Future's End. So, like, Tom King is a friend, so it's, I have to be honest with what didn't work. I think a lot of the story worked. The plot worked. A lot of his, like, if you're a Robin fan, all of the little Easter eggs or thought that went into the history of the character, it worked. It was all beautiful. The idea of it worked. The execution, I think, took a little ways back because my brain wasn't processing it very well. And I almost had to, like, I would read a page and then sometimes go backwards to just to see what the link and
Right,
then
to find
say,
the
what was that
connection.
connection? But I think it's a good, a well thought out, like, if you want your money's worth, this is a good book to get because you could read it backwards and you could read it forwards. And then the only other complaint I had with this one, constructive criticism, is it's the first Future's End that ended in a weird state, like him hanging, and you don't know how it pans out. And because it's 5 years in the future, we might never know how it pans out.
But yeah.
In other words, the other Futures End, like if you read Futures End Justice League, and Future Justice League United, and I've only read a few of them so far, and they definitely have a beginning, an end, and a middle.
Okay.
Like,
Although I will say on the first page it does tell how it ends,
oh, does it?
but that's the thing I was talking about. There's a code that you have to figure out. Once you know the code, you can figure out on the first page it tells how it ends.
What's the code?
But you have to read later to figure out how
Are
to go back
you
in.
gonna make me figure it out?
Well, say
I have it right in front of me, so I'm gonna pull it out,
okay,
and I'm gonna see on the front page, is there a code?
we'll spoil it then. Because he uses, well, what was it called? What's that code
Well,
that he?
this is the end. Here you are after everything you've done, Dick. Right back where you started on a rope, on the end of a rope, finished. That's the first page.
Right. Now use the code, what is it? The Codemasters. Is that what it's called? Yeah, Clue Masters code. So use the Clue Masters code on the first page.
On the first page, where am I looking for the Clue Master's code on the first page?
But hang
It's
on a
hanging
second.
from a rope. Or do I have to go to the last page? I'm struggling trying to find what you're talking
Sorry,
about.
my daughter came in. So you know the Clue Master's code?
It's not on the first page. Where is it?
Oh, where he explains the code? I don't know. Let me figure out what page that's on. Here, on page. Oh, there's no page numbers. Son of a bitch!
Well, tell me the page. Is that where he's like writing it on an
Yeah,
envelope?
when he's writing on a. Yeah, he's writing it on a envelope. So it says the Clue Master's code. It's right there. First letter of every sentence, it says something. Sprang. He's at the Sprang Bridge. So you take the first letter of every sentence. So if you do that on the very first page.
The first letter of every sentence there. The roof.
Yeah, the roof. Which the roof, if you remember, is their code. Because remember, she tells them the roof. It's like their meeting place.
Yeah.
So basically.
Well, I'm gonna have to say then it's genius, but I didn't get it. So it went past me. So how do you dock that, or I don't know. What if
The ending was there. Because basically, they're saying that they use the acid on the rope.
Yep.
So he's gonna fall, and then they're gonna meet, and she knows because she's telling him
Well,
what's
I'm glad you told me that. I'm gonna have to try to read it
rethink
again. I'm gonna have to read it again, which
But
is
that's something you only get if you read it
that's a
backwards.
pro and a con. The pro is you get your money's worth because there's a lot of thought that went into this, and you could read this multiple times and probably get more and more out of it every time you read it. The downside is, if you're just reading it one time,
The downside is if you have 80 comics this week to read.
yeah, if you have 80 comics in your stack, you're gonna miss all that stuff.
Yeah, and I know there's even, I'm sure there's stuff in here that I missed too, as it was going through, like the threads that were going through.
So it did have an end. So one of my complaints is it didn't have an ending. You don't know how it's going to pan out, but you kind of do
Yep, we actually
if
do.
you read the clues. So, and that's kind of interesting. The Sprang, I didn't even notice that, but Dick Sprang is a famous Batman artist. So that's another,
Oh, the Sprang Bridge.
yeah, probably the creator of Robin. I bet you, Dick Sprang.
All the Easter eggs.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty cool shit. I wonder if that is. I want to Google that real quick. I always thought everything was Bob Kane, but you got to really pay attention to Bob Kane's history to,
To know what he actually made.
yeah, to know what he actually made, because they a lot of the credits they didn't credit the writer at all. And then he had like his own art house. So you really don't know if he did the real art. You have to check it. So Wikipedia, and I just searched for Robin Dick Grayson and go to Wikipedia here and see his. No, it was created by Bob Kane, Bill Finger, and Jerry Robinson. Dick Sprang did a lot of art, though. I know he did. So those three creators, Bob Kane, Bill Finger, and Jerry Robinson.
Oh, were the
First
on the
appearance,
first issue?
Detective Comics number 38. Cool stuff. I am gonna have to reread this book.
Yeah,
I really am.
but
I
I
don't
agree
want
with you.
to reread it because of the
Because you don't
sheer
have time to.
quantity. I have to read all the other Futures Ends books. Plus, I have to watch Arrow and Flash and Gotham and all the other stuff that's coming out. So it's like,
Getting buried alive.
yeah, I'm getting buried alive in superhero content. So,
But I will agree with you. Like the first time I read it through, it was.
what? I lost him, son of a bitch. Hello? You said, are you there?
Hello? I'm supposedly here.
Okay, I lost you for a couple seconds.
Oh, weird.
You said
I
the
was
first
just.
time you read it through,
It
you.
was a bit of a struggle
Yeah.
trying to make the connections and follow the story.
Yeah. Interesting. So he's going to get out of this with the roof, and there is a female. So the acid's going to let the rope loose so he doesn't hang. Is that what's going to happen?
I believe so. Yeah. And she's gonna and they're gonna meet up. Because
Okay.
that's what he was like, you're gonna be the one that or I'm gonna be the one that has to kill you. And he's like, I know. Or that's correct.
Oh, that's cool. Glad you pointed out that because I was gonna say, hey, how does this end? Because if you read it forward, you don't know.
No, you don't know. If you read it the right way, yeah,
You don't get the
you'll be
roof.
like, I don't get it.
Very interesting. So the only other things that I have are let me see if there's one more comic I want to mention. I think I'm good. The only thing, other things is I finished the Under the Dome finale. Like I'm all caught up and it's over. And I like this season. I thought it was pretty good. We make fun of it a lot. We do the Mystery Science 3000. It's one of those series that they do stupid ass ridiculous shit. But it's enjoyable, so I do like Under the Dome. Penny Dreadful has turned into an amazing series. I got two episodes left on that, but I think you'd really dig it, Bill. It's It's got a little bit of everything. It's like League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, sort of flavor to it. You got one woman that's kind of possessed by the devil. You got one guy that's kind of like some hunter type guy. You got a gunfighter from the United States. You got Dr. Frankenstein, and you actually have Frankenstein's monster. There's just so
Cool.
much shit going on. You have a vampire that may be Dracula. Man, there's so much in there. You got Van Helsing, although they do something with them in here that's different. It is crazy.
I gotta step away for a moment.
Okay.
Be right back.
Right, we're back.
Yes, we're back.
This is Geek Brunch episode 3.
Welcome to Geek Bench Episode 3. I'm your host, Micah. Hey, speaking of Micah, have you heard from him?
Yeah, he's in Japan. He's been posting some pics. Well, actually, he's not posting the pics. One of his friends is ta but he's tagging Micah so I could see the pics.
On the Facebook?
Yeah.
Ah.
And then texting Barb, so I kind of know what's going on. He's starting school this week,
Okay.
but he's getting, I get acclimated with his environment and stuff.
That will probably take a while.
Yeah. Sounds like he's with a lot of friends though from that school, so
I knew he met some
it's not
people.
like you're going in lost in translation style. Do you know what I mean? Like
Yeah, he's
she
already.
had nobody, not even her boyfriend was there.
Yeah, he has some connections, so
Yeah.
makes it easier.
So yeah, Bill, at the library when it comes out, check out Penny Dreadful. I think you'll dig it.
Yeah, I'll definitely
It's
do that.
a little bit slower, but it's very plot thick. Like it makes it very interesting. It links a lot of literary characters, even
Interesting.
Dorian Gray, the guy who can't age. So yeah, there's a lot of interesting things.
All the public domain characters.
Yeah. Dorian Gray. And then I watched the first episode of Gotham, and that was good.
I watched that as well.
Did you like it?
I did. It was interesting.
Yeah,
So
it was a
I
lot of Easter eggs. I was surprised to see Renee Montoya in there and Crispus Allen. I mean, Renee Montoya, a big character in Gotham Central, and then became the Question. And then Crispus Allen, who was her partner, big character in Gotham Central and detective and all those books, and then he became the Spectre. So good stuff there. I really like the guy who played the Penguin. I think that one stood out for me.
Yeah, well, he was like one of the main characters in the first episode, so.
And they had Edward Nygma, Poison Ivy, Selina Kyle.
I thought it was interesting that they like threw they introduced all the characters basically in the
Yeah.
first episode.
Bruce Wayne, Alfred, Commissioner Gordon, Bullock. Bullock is interesting because he's crossing a line. They had Falcone, who's a huge player in the Batman Eternal series right now. So,
Okay.
also in the Halloween series that they wrote Long Halloween
How
and
long Halloween, yeah.
yeah. So there is a ton of Easter eggs for us comic geeks.
I thought they did a good job of with the feel, like the feel of Gotham. It really did feel like you got to see like how gritty and corrupt Gotham is.
Yeah.
Everything was dark and kind
I
of
think they established a
dirty.
good, like, what it's gonna be, you know? Gotham
Now,
is gonna be this, and it's gonna lead you to where you know Batman is today, you know? You're gonna see the growth of the commissioner and Bruce Wayne as a kid and all that stuff.
course, the hardest thing is going to be we're going to have the natural tendency as viewers to be like, come on, just get to the Batman stuff. You know what I mean? We're going to be like, 'cause since we know what's going to happen in the future, it'll be interesting to see if we get impatient or just like, I just want to jump forward to the Bat when Batman's around.
I don't think it's going to be that
No,
because
I know it's not.
he's a little boy.
No, I know it's not going to get to that point, but it's going to be interesting to
I
see.
think what it's going to be is more like Gotham Central, the comic book.
Yeah, that's basically what it is.
A procedural, and you're gonna see like characters that we know from the Batman universe show up and things happen that'll lead us to the Batman that we know today, so
It'll be interesting.
I don't think I'm going to lose my patience in the way I lost my patience with Smallville. You know what I mean? I think it's something different.
Yeah. Well, because I think the difference is in Smallville. He by all me all by all rights, he should have become Superman at some point, but in this one, he's a kid, so we know it's not going to come until he's older. So,
Yeah.
like, if all of a sudden they jumped to him being an adult, then we'd be like, and he still wasn't Batman, we'd be like, come on already. It'd be interesting to see what they do with Poison Ivy, though, because she was really young
Yeah.
in this. Of course, now her father's dead, so.
Wonder if it was her father or stepfather. It looked kind of ambiguous to me.
Yeah, could have been. It probably was her stepfather. I don't know. It's good, though. Had a good feel. I
Yeah.
love Donal Logue, so. I'm always happy when he's in things.
And then the other thing that I'm starting to watch is Arrow second season, just so I could start recording the third season. So I bought the DVDs. Working my way through them as I exercise. Any TV for you or movies?
I did watch the first episode of S.H.I.E.L.D. of the new season.
That's such a great show.
It is such a great show. So they're kind of the last season, as you know, ended on with a big bang. So, well, kind of ended where it tied into the Captain America movie. So. With the dissolution of S.H.I.E.L.D. So now they're trying to find out where Hydra is hiding and go after them and rebuild S.H.I.E.L.D. They've done some interesting things with some of the characters, so it's kind of interesting directions with some of them.
Like
So,
what?
well, one of the in the first season there was like the two scientist characters, like the
Yeah, the.
woman and the dude, the brainy people. Well, the dude, something happened to him last season where he got some brain damage at the end of the season. So now in this season, he's like, basically, he's not smart anymore. So they've taken away his like main power.
So what is he doing? They're writing him out of the show.
Now he's still in the lab working. They have him working on stuff, but he's not actually able to accomplish anything.
Ah. What else is interesting? Is there any other interesting plot devices?
Yeah, one of the characters you found out was a traitor, so.
At the end of last season?
Yeah, at the end of last season, so.
Yeah, and what this season? He's not.
No, he still is, but they have him as a prisoner now, and trying
Oh,
to get information from them.
Shield? Or what's
Yeah,
left of
Shield.
Shield?
Yeah, Shield has them. Yes.
All right.
It's okay. It's okay. I'm talking to my son. Okay, take one. You take it up and put it on the counter or something.
Get some cheese crackers.
Cheese crackers. Just eat cheese crackers. You can have three cheese crackers. Three. Three Cheez-Its.
I love your random number generator of numbers. You can only start doing this in 15 minutes, and you can only do it for 19 seconds.
You can
There's
have three
three
crackers,
cheese
but you only
crackers.
have 6 seconds to eat them. After which time, you're done.
You'll have to go mow the grass if you don't get it done with the machete.
I'll take care of Then movie. Oh, let me think. TV wise, I did watch the first episode of Blackish.
And what'd you think?
Was pretty good. So that's the one. It's a professional black family dealing with living in the suburbs.
A professional, what does that mean?
Like, he's a lawyer. The husband's a lawyer and the wife is a doctor, I think. So they're dealing with. So it's basically looking at race in America, kind of, and culture. Because, like, his son, he wants his son to play basketball, but his son is, like, on the field hockey team.
Yeah.
And he's trying to. I don't know. Trying to instill in him like stuff about the black culture, but when he's like going to a school where, you know, there's only a couple black kids and all his friends are white and stuff, so it's interesting. I like the first episode.
So you're going to continue.
Probably. We'll see. We'll see where it falls.
Some Canadian show takes its place.
That's right. We'll see how many Canadian shows pop up. Supersede it. I don't remember what other new shows I watched. I don't know if I've watched. We have a bunch on the DVR, but I haven't watched them. This is where I record stuff on my DVR and then see which of the shows get canceled and see whether or not I need to even start watching them. It'll happen. Some of those shows they'll last like one, two episodes, three episodes.
That's okay though.
And they'll get canceled.
If you like it, you like it. I mean, you just
Yeah.
gotta go with it as much as you can.
But if it's an ongoing show and they only lasted three episodes, then I know I don't need to watch it. Because then I'll just get frustrated.
Well, you could finish it in your mind, or we could plot it on
It's true.
Geek
I could plot it
Brunch.
out. I could.
It could be our next movie idea that Kevin Smith can take. No, I'm just kidding.
That'll be his next thing. He'll do it. He'll continue a TV show that was canceled, and he'll do it on his podcast. Like, I had this great idea. We should continue a TV show. Son of a bitch. Just kidding, Kevin.
Like he's listening.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. I still need to catch up on his show, Comic Book Men. Is this still on?
No. I mean it. The last season
Oh,
finished
season
up, but
ended.
I'd imagine it would start back up around Walking Dead, I think mid-October.
Yeah, I need to watch the last season still. It on DVD?
Which one? Walking Dead or the other one?
Of Comic Book Men? Probably not.
I don't know.
Probably never be able to watch it.
I think you could watch it on Netflix. Oh, you don't have Netflix.
Nah, I need to get Netflix though. I need to watch The Killing.
So what else you got?
I watched a couple of movies.
Right.
I watched a Good Keith movie.
Is that the title of it?
No, it's just one that
Good.
Keith would
I'm gonna
like.
put this in the notes. Good Keith.
Good Keith movie. It was called The Lunchbox. and it's an Indian movie. It is
Thought
about.
you watched this last time.
Oh, did I already talk about this one?
I am either that or somebody else did.
Look in the show
I'm looking in
notes.
the show notes. I can't read my show notes.
Wait, let me go to
Oh,
our
God.
website. It's called Geek Brunch Podcast. Brunch. Brunch.
Son of
There
a
we go.
bitch. I can't find my
The show
show
notes.
notes. Yeah, it was in my last. You talked about Dune. They came together in the lunchbox.
Okay, the other one I saw. Okay, I won't talk about it then. I did talk about the lunchbox. All right.
See,
What else did
I
I
pay
see?
attention.
Good job.
You just don't pay attention to yourself.
I couldn't remember. Yeah. Maybe I must have watched it. I just can't remember when I watched things. Okay, so I watched another movie. It's called. I don't remember what I watched.
Don't tell me it's
Oh, I
the
remember now what it's called. It's called Bell.
Dune. Bell.
Belle.
Oh, okay. This still sounds like a foreign film.
No, this is a. Well, technically, yeah, it's an English film. This is another Keith movie about England at the turn of the century.
Oh, he'd love this.
I don't remember what year it takes place. It's actually very interesting. It's about, so it started, I watched like a little behind the scenes type thing on the DVD where it was the writer. She was talking about how she came up with the idea at a, I don't know if it was a museum or at a castle or however they do it in England. There was a painting of people lived in the place before, and it was of a white woman and a black woman together, and they were like, see, kind of like as equals, right? Because they were like together in the picture. Hang on, what?
Three,
Okay.
I said three crackers.
Okay, give me 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Okay, I gotta go do something for my son. I'll be right
Okay.
back.
Pause. Okay, you were talking about Bell.
So the lunch, but oh.
The lunchbox.
Yes, so Belle. So she saw this picture with these two women, probably in their, I don't know, 18, 19. And it was unusual. So she found out the history of it. And that's what this movie was about. So it's the based on this true story of it was this guy who was a sailor from England, and he was like in the upper class. He's an upperclassman or whatever, because you know how they had like the class system or whatever. So he was one of the rich guys. And he was but he was in the Navy or whatever, and he impregnated a slave, I guess on I don't know if it was on a slave ship or what, but I think he didn't know about it. And the movie starts where he's rescuing this girl from the ship who's about she's probably about 6 or so, and brings her back to his castle, where. He entrusts her to the care of her aunt and uncle, who also have another girl from another nephew, I guess, of theirs. Anyway, so the uncle and aunt end up raising a white girl who's a and the black girl who's half. Or whose mother was the slave and whose father was the nobleman together. So it kind of tells like their life story, and then it jumps to where they're older, and they're both in interesting places because the one girl, the white girl, doesn't have any money because her father wasn't the firstborn, so he didn't inherit any money. So she doesn't get any money, so she has to marry into money if she wants to stay in the noble class. And then the other girl, because at the time England still had slavery and saw black people as, you know, not equal, she obviously has a lot more to deal with in terms of the how the noble society views her and things. So it's interesting. It's interesting that it's based on a true story as well. So it was good.
Nice. Any other?
I did
I think I
see.
remember the cover. Is it just got a woman on the cover of it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the actress's name is Gugu.
Gugu.
Gugu. She was very good. She's been on, I think, some shows or something. I don't know what. I did see A Dolphin's Tale.
Oh no, where's my pen?
With my kids. You don't have to write that one down.
You're embarrassed.
I just thought because my kids wanted to see it. Because they want to see A Dolphin's Tale 2.
Do they, as a kids movie, do they like it a lot?
Yeah, they liked it.
Well, that's good.
They enjoyed it. It was actually pretty good. It wasn't. It was pretty interesting. Based on a true story as well. I only watch things that are based on true stories.
Yeah, that sounds like a fun time. The crossed.
Cross based on a true story.
I don't have any other things I've watched. I don't. Unusually, I'm not watching a lot of movies, but I am watching more TV. Arrow season 2 had at least started off with Black Canary. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I
She
think she's the main character.
explored her sonic cry through technology, so it was interesting.
I don't remember that. I half pay attention to this when I watch it.
I'm ordering comic books right now.
What you're ordering?
Some Green Lantern first series. I'm missing a chunk of them I shouldn't be missing. Going like from 160 to 146.
It's a big chunk.
Yeah. I got some miscellaneous Birds of Prey minis that I didn't have. I have all the other stuff. 146. Yeah, I'm just going to town here. No more movies and TV, right?
Not that I can think of.
Food. Do you have any food? You're a creature of habit.
I'm a creature of habit. What food have I? Interesting foods.
Everything you eat is interesting because nobody else wants to eat it.
Ate a bunch of garbage. Don't know if I've eaten anything.
You're preparing for the apocalypse, so you're sorting through
Fish.
people's garbage and seeing what you can eat. That's amazing.
I see. No, I'm not eating the garbage. I'm going out and seeing what kind of leaves and foliage I can eat.
What if the in the world that you live in is no plants because the sun is blocked?
The acid rain.
You're gonna eat acid rain. Yeah, that'll work out well.
No, the acid rain will destroy everything.
Yeah.
If the sun blocks out everything, then we're all dead, so it doesn't really
Well, you could
matter.
go under the ocean. Isn't that the premise of Low?
No, theirs is that the sun is supernova-ing.
Oh.
So it's too powerful. It's too
Well, isn't
hot.
that what happens when the sun dies? Doesn't it
Yeah.
go supernova?
Yeah. I thought your original scenario was like an asteroid hitting the planet and blocking out the sun,
Oh.
which is a likely scenario.
I'll live longer than in this world because you won't eat meat.
I will if there's no plans.
Yeah, but you'll be more hesitant to eat meat than I will. See, I'll just eat it.
You'll be like, no problem.
If you're sitting next to me, I'll be thinking there's hamburger. Bill Burger.
What will happen? It's a good story idea.
But lots of ketchup, mustard, I won't be able to have
mustard.
lettuce, a tomato, or onion because that's not happening.
No bun.
No bun. So it'll just be the meat. But there'll still be some condiments left over.
Meat and condiments.
Some seasoning. Delicious.
It's nice and cold out, so it'll stay fresh for long.
Yeah. We had some carne asada, which is chili pork meat and potatoes. That was really good. Wrapped it up in a burrito. Delicious going in. Had a burning sensation coming out.
Spicy coming out. Got the heat both ways.
The heat of the moment. I don't think I have anything else. Sports. We started a new segment.
Oh, we did?
Oh, God help us.
Sports segment. Did you watch some of the ball game?
I like how I use the ball game.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I've been doing my research.
you in sports, you're getting
Game
good
with the
at it.
balls. The game where they're
You're
playing with the balls.
expert in sports and movies,
Sports and
and that's why we
movies.
bring you to the show.
I have studied extensively
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
sports. The sports. I played Little League.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. And then you lost interest in it at some point.
Yeah, that was the end of
They struck you out too many times.
sports career. We won the pennant. I do have a trophy,
Oh,
a sports
yeah.
trophy. Yeah. Little League trophy.
First place?
Yeah, first place.
Ah, so you were highly successful in your short-term career.
I quit. Yeah, quit while you're ahead. That's what they say.
You're only as good as your last game.
Quit while you're on top.
That's
First place. I'm done. I'm out.
what happened in bowling, and maybe it was more coincidental, but my last game I bowled like a 220. I never bowled over a 200 before.
Yeah, that's
And
good.
I quit.
You quit. I'm done.
Was
Yep,
literally
not
the
gonna
last
ever
game,
top that.
'cause we were in a bowling league, and it was the last game of the year, and I did that, and then never bowled again. I did the Biddle.
Not even for fun.
I think I went bowling for fun with my brother and niece and sister-in-law, but that's the only time that I've bowled
So
since.
you quit professionally,
Yeah, competitively.
competitively.
I wish there was more days on the weekend. I really do.
Yeah, me too. There should be 3-day weekends.
It would be nice to have that extra buffer. That
Because you
extra
figure one of
day.
the days, you
One
waste like
day.
a day just doing stuff that you have to do.
Yeah, and that stuff takes away from the enjoyment. You have
Comic
to
book reading
take
time.
care of nonsense like shopping and
Cleaning.
cleaning and n nonsense. And then,
Garbage.
yeah. And then you spend a little bit of time having fun. And then you're back to work.
And then you relax for like 20 minutes and then you're back to work.
Yeah. All right. Well, this has been Geek Brunch.
Yes, on that uplifting
On that
note.
uplifting note, you learned a lot. You had some parental guidance, some more, and that was free guidance, by the way. Bill charges usually for this stuff, so you gotta take that. You learned about the three crackers,
Three cracker rule.
three crackers in 6 seconds, or you get punished.
Or Daddy Eats Your Crackers.
All right, you can reach us at geekbrunchpodcast.com. You can tweet the Bill. Bill loves to be tweeted. He gets aroused that way.
Yeah, tweet right at me.
Yeah, at DBM00. And I'm at Mike Myers Brunch. We have emails that we usually check because we find out if we're recording.
That's how we communicate.
That's how we communicate. At Mike, Micah, and Bill at comicbooknoise.com. Send it to Micah. Ask how he's doing. Maybe he'll answer you.
No, he won't.
I doubt it. Not on his email, anyway. He doesn't answer us on his email. You can tweet him. At do underscore what?
Does he have Twitter in
Japan?
All I know
is he has text. And Skype. And what else? Leave us an iTunes review. You can do that. I know you can. You just go to Geek Brunch and you say you want to leave a review and go from there. What else? We're on the Facebooks. You could type Geek Space Brunch Space Podcast and click the like button and follow all the episode threads. And Bill sometimes posts there some interesting things like how to save on a bundle or stuff like that.
Yeah, I'll tell you about all the bundles.
Yes.
And the Benito boxes and the loot crates.
There you go. He'll tell you about
crap boxes.
I think that's it, Bill. Do you want to say bye-bye?
I would like to say a word. I'd like to announce that the show is over.
It is officially over.
Bye-bye. Officially over. And bye-bye.
And then there's a couple of workers, see?
Yeah.